everybody, and welcome to a Sports Talk Chicago special interview, an exclusive talk with Ron Rivera. And I have to say, in regards to this interview, we've got so much to talk about and so much planned, it's really going to be a memorable interview, one that I think is a must-listen, so stay tuned to listen to the interview. Before we get started, just a few quick announcements. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at John Zags, and on Twitter at John Z Sports. Also, if you're looking for a place here in the Chicagoland area to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for both adults and children, check out the Arts and Crafts Studio by Mucci World, where inspiration meets creation. You can find them at the Tinley Park Town Shopping Center at 7913 West 171st Street in Tinley Park, Illinois. If you have any questions, give them a call at 708-247-2100. That's 708-247-2100. Well, for those of you wondering what we're going to be talking about today, here are a few topics that we plan to discuss. First, we're going to be looking at his time as a Bear and how he helped the team win the 1985 Super Bowl. Also, we'll fast forward to his coaching career and how he helped the Bears make it all the way to Super Bowl 41. We'll also be talking about his coaching tenure today as a member of the Carolina Panthers. So, yes, we have a lot of interesting topics to talk about today. Therefore, stay tuned for this must-listen podcast as I interview our special guest. And with that, it's time for our special guest. He began his NFL career with the Chicago Bears in 1984. Just one season later, he helped the team win Super Bowl XX. Following his retirement, he was named the Bears' defensive coordinator in 2004, helping the team reach the Super Bowl during the 2005 season. Today, he is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers and a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Please welcome Coach Ron Rivera to the show. Coach, how are you doing today? And thank you for taking the time to be on the show.
Doing great, John. Thank you very much. You know, we're finishing up around here. We just got done with our second mini camp practice. Got one more tomorrow, and then we'll be done until we start with training camp on July 25th.
You're talking about the Panthers, you know, with camp going on and stuff going on this season. There's a lot to be excited about if you're a Carolina Panthers fan. You guys have a lot of people returning. You also have signed C.J. Anderson and a couple other players to some free agent deals. What do you expect out of your team this year?
Well, we can be, I think we'd be a better football team than we were last year. You know, we got in the playoffs last year at 11-5. You know, we did some good things. We missed some opportunities and, you know, got knocked out in the first round of playoffs. But I think we have a chance to get back in the playoffs. I think we, you know, we can hopefully take another step. But I do like who we are. You're right. We did sign some solid veteran guys like C.J. Anderson, you know, who comes to us from Denver, and Torrey Smith, who we got from Philadelphia. And, Ron Searcy, who we got from Tennessee, just guys that have, tremendous ability. You know, we signed on Terry Poe from Atlanta, former number one pick at defensive line. So we've added some good pieces that we think can help us. And, I thought we did a good job in the draft. You know, our top two picks are guys that we look to help us immediately. So, you know, very excited about DJ Moore. Very excited about Dante Jackson.
Speaking of the upcoming season, I wanted to get your thoughts on the new rules instituted by the NFL that bans players lowering their head to make a tackle, because if a player commits this act, you're looking at a 15-yard penalty and possible ejection from the game. What are your thoughts on this new rule change?
Well, probably the biggest thing I think everybody's got to understand is the rule change is there. It's not a gigantic rule change as much as it's really just one of those things where they've refined it, and I believe, you know, enforcement's going to be a really big emphasis as far as trying to get this type of hit, this type of contact, helmet-to-helmet contact out of the game, because quite honestly it's dangerous. The league understands that, and for the safety of our players, we want to make sure that, you know, guys are put in position where they can make plays, but at the same time play safe football.
You know, Coach, when you played the game back in the 80s and 90s, I feel that football was maybe a little more hard-nosed and physical. Do you feel like maybe with this rule change and others that have occurred recently that the game has lost its identity in a way?
No, you know, John, I disagree with people on that because the truth of the matter is, you know, when we played, the game was different. When we played, you know, we didn't have the type of equipment they had. We weren't, you know, the big collections weren't things that everybody was looking to see all the time. Now you see it, and if there's a big collision, man, it's on TV, and people see it 20, 30, 50 times in an hour. You know, where back in the day it was a big hit, you might see it once or twice if you're lucky. And we didn't play the game the way they did. We practiced more than they do today. So I think the game has a different feel, a different flavor, obviously. But I wouldn't say it's, you know, I think it's going to help the game. I really do. I think it's going to force guys to play a completely different style of football, and it's going to eliminate these huge, huge helmet-to-helmet contacts that we see all the time that are highlighted on sports TV shows.
When we talk about your playing days, nothing comes to mind more as a Bears fan than that 1985 Super Bowl win. What was that experience like for you as a player to help the Bears win their first and only Super Bowl title to this day?
You know, to be honest with you, John, it was an amazing feeling. It really was. I mean, it's hard to describe, but, you know, being part of something that's a huge part of Chicago history and NFL history for that matter was very special. I got a tremendous amount of respect for the city, their love of all sports and the Bears in particular. But I was also very fortunate to be part of a very special group of men, coaches and players that fought together, that worked together, all to achieve and attain one goal, and that was to win the Super Bowl, and we did.
What I found interesting about that team, by the way, was the famous Super Bowl shuffle video. And, you know, I was looking into the video itself, and I noticed that you weren't in the video. Why weren't you?
Well, you know, there's a number of us who weren't in the video. You know, there's most of the offensive and defensive lines weren't in the video. Quite honestly, Walter, Jim McMahon, William Perry, Mike Singletary, they all had to be blue screened in. You know, they had actually declined going to the studio and shooting it that day. And what happened was, people don't realize, we shot the Super Bowl video. The video was shot after we had just landed after losing our only game that season to the Miami Dolphins on Monday night.
Oh.
So we land in Chicago around Tuesday, and they filmed Super Bowl Shuffle right after we land, and we basically landed at about 7 a.m.
Wow, that is quite the story. You know, I didn't know about that, so I could see how maybe some people wouldn't want to go to a shooting like that.
and it's one of those things that, where I don't think people realize everybody's invited, but, you know, some of us just decided to go home and go to sleep.
Well, despite not being in the video, you did get to come back to Chicago and be the defensive coordinator under Lovie Smith, and that 2005 season where the Bears reached the Super Bowl is one that will always be remembered for the team's amazing defense. How did you manage to create and develop such a successful defensive front?
Well, first you got to give credit to the people that really helped us in terms of finding that talent. That was our scouting department and our general manager, Jerry Angelo. You know, they went out, did a great job, found a great number of players. In fact, a couple of, at least one Hall of Famer in Brian Urlacher, potentially another one in Lance Briggs, and who knows who else from there. But, you know, they did a great job, found these players, put these players on this football team, and we as coaches were able to develop them, help them, and quite honestly, then the players took over. You know, my biggest disappointment was we lost the football game that I think we had a chance to win, and that's what was disappointing. Our guys played hard, and we just didn't get it done, which is too bad because the city of Chicago is a tremendous city. As I said earlier, it's a tremendous sports city.
How difficult was that loss for you in the Super Bowl? Because I know, you know, at the beginning of the game, seeing Devin Hester return that touchdown, I'm sure everybody on the sidelines thinking, you know, we have a chance to win this game. And the end result obviously didn't go as planned. How difficult was it for you and for the team to overcome?
Well, you know, it was kind of tough. You know, I think the thing that everybody has to understand is that, you know, you move on from there and you try to rebound and try to reset yourself. And I'll be honest, I kind of like where the Bears are now. I think going forward, this football team can be a solid team. I like what they did. They went out and got a new coach in Nagy. I think he's going to do a terrific job. I like Trubisky. I think he's a heck of a football player. And I like what they do on defense. I really do. I think that's a very solid defensive football team. And what helps good defenses is being able to run the ball, which we know the Bears can do with their tandem at running back. So I think this football team's on the verge of taking the next step. I think they've put themselves in good position. I think they've drafted well. I thought they had a good draft this year. So I'm excited for the city of Chicago. I'm excited for their football team. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm a huge, Bears fan after obviously being a Panther fan. But, I had that opportunity to be in Chicago for 17 seasons. So I really enjoyed my time there, and I think it's really cool right now that this team looks to be ready to bounce back.
You know, your tenure in Chicago here ended quite oddly, because I know you were a head coaching candidate for many other teams at the time, but out of the blue, the Bears decided to let you go and not renew your contract. What happened during that time, and what led to your eventual dismissal here in Chicago?
Well, I just think it was one of those things that Coach Smith decided to go in another direction. He wanted to do things differently, and that's understandable. I mean, when you're a head coach, you have a plan, you have a vision, and from that point, you've got to decide how you want to do it. And he decided he wanted to make a change and do something differently, which is fine. I understand that. It's all about football. It's a business decision. There's nothing personal that goes on, and I think, as you look at the game and understand that this is about business, I'm okay. I understood that. And so it also gave me an opportunity to take a step back, reassess, reevaluate who I am as a coach and as a person and go forward. And obviously I got my opportunity to be a head coach eventually.
Yeah, you talked about coming here to the Panthers. How did that opportunity come about? And what you've done there right now, I have to say, is just impressive with the players that you have.
Well, the biggest thing, John, was, after Chicago, I went to San Diego and became the defensive coordinator there. We finished the 2010 season, the number one defense in the league, which gave me an opportunity to obviously be interviewed for a couple of the head coaching jobs that happened came available going into 2011. And, eventually the Panthers chose me and it worked out great. I've been very fortunate. I'm working with a good group of people here. I mean, everybody from our scouts and coaches to especially our general manager and our players. And then the support staff. I mean, we got a tremendous group of people that work with us that help us to get this football team ready to go. I mean, the organization is solid right now, and I'm excited about the upcoming season.
You know, your fifth year at the helm, you made it to the Super Bowl, facing off against Peyton Manning once again, this time with the Denver Broncos. What happened in that game, and being the head coach, how did that experience in the Super Bowl differ from your win as a player and then your loss as a defensive coordinator here in Chicago?
Well, probably the biggest thing is, and the toughest thing is, anytime you lose a game, let alone lose the Super Bowl, it is devastating, and it takes a lot out of you. And I think the hardest part and the toughest thing about it more than anything else is that in both games that we lost, we had opportunities to win. We had an opportunity to win the Denver game in the Super Bowl. I mean, you go back and look at it, obviously their defense played lights out, made a couple of big plays that really changed the scope. And we had... we had opportunities. That's what bothers you. I mean, we outgained them. We out field positioned them. We out time of possession, everything like that, except for where it mattered, and that was on the scoreboard. So, again, it's one of those games that you just wish you hadn't made the mistakes you had made. They hadn't made the plays they made, and who knows what could have happened. But again, that's ifs and buts and candies and nuts.
Moving to some personal news, I know that you were recently named to the National Football Foundation's Hall of Fame ballot. How much does this honor mean to you, and when do you find out about the voting results and when you could possibly get in?
I'm not sure about finding out about the voting results. All I do know is that it is an honor to be, to be recognized by the College Football Hall of Fame. It really is cool. I've been very fortunate. Obviously, I had a good college career. I was an All-American at the University of California, Berkeley. And, it's one of those things when you go back and look at my career, I think I was, very fortunate, very blessed to have had that opportunity to play major college football and have some success as an individual. And again, it is a neat honor to be recognized.
And on a final note, I have to ask about your nickname, Riverboat Ron. How did this come about?
Well, what happened, John, is going into my third season and everybody was basically it was a make or break season. The truth of the matter was, I had been coaching very conservatively, doing everything by the quote unquote book. In my first two seasons, and I ended up with this dubious distinction of having about a 3-13 record of games decided by 4 points or less. And so what happened was, after evaluating that and then having a chance to sit down and spend some time with John Madden, I came to the realization that I knew enough football that instead of following some imaginary book or guidelines that doesn't exist, I started making decisions based on my gut and, you know, how the flow of the game was going and what I thought. And what eventually happened was some people thought I was gambling, and really, truthfully, I didn't think I was. I thought I was taking calculated risks. But somebody dubbed it as, hey, you know, he's making a riverboat decision, you know, riverboat gambler. That's kind of how it came about, John. And it stuck. We've made a little bit of an icon, I mean, an emoji out of it, or character that we use to raise funds. We sell T-shirts, and we've sold hats, and we've sold patches. And all the money we raise, either gone to the Humane Society, or they've gone to the USO of Carolina, or they've gone to the Ronald McDonald House. And so it's kind of turned into one of those really nice little deals that, you know, having a little bit of fun with it, and at the same time raising some money for charity.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for being here on the show. I mean, it was such an honor to have you on here, and please come out again sometime in the future. Great talk today. Thank you.
I appreciate it, John. I do. I most certainly would look forward to being on again, okay?
Thank you. What an honor it was to have Coach Ron Rivera on today's show. I was talking to him after the interview, telling him about how, as a kid, I would watch him coach with the Bears, and he's just such a great guy, and it's really generous of him to take time out of his busy schedule to come here on the show and talk some football for 15 minutes. Make sure to go back and listen to the podcast as we talked about his time with the Bears as a coach and as a player, plus more about the NFL's new rule involving tackling this coming season. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at John Zags. Also, hit me up on Twitter at John Z Sports. Thank you to Coach Ron Rivera again for coming on today's show. And also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find a box where you can enter your email on the homepage of the site. And once you subscribe, all podcasts and articles will go directly to your email. You'll be the first to know when new content is posted. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.